It was February 2011, and Nokia had a problem. Once an undisputed leader in mobile technology, the company no longer could keep up with its competitors. For over a decade, Nokia had been the world's most successful handset manufacturer, but now it was losing ground, fast. With Apple's introduction of the iPhone in 2007 and Google's unveiling of Android in 2008, the rules of the game had changed. These were hugely successful software platforms in what was once a hardware-centric industry, and Nokia was nowhere near that stage. Its legacy operating system, Symbian, was outdated and difficult to develop software for, and its next-gen operating system, MeeGo, still wasn't ready for prime time. How quickly things changed. Only a generation before, Nokia had been an ailing Finnish conglomerate with stakes in everything from lumber to tires. But in the late 1980s and early 1990s, the company executed what the American Management Association called one of the 50 best management saves in history, successfully shifting focus to the mobile communications industry. There was good reason for optimism that Nokia could pull off another miracle. In September 2010, the company hired former Microsoft executive Stephen Elop as CEO and charged him with turning its business around. Elop faced an important choice right away. Should Nokia stick with trying to develop its next-gen operating system, or should it abandon this approach in favor of hitching its wagon to an established competitor? In January 2011, Nokia's management was still leaning toward the former until a critical meeting changed Elop's mind. Joe Harlow, Nokia's head of Symbian, told Elop that MeeGo wasn't mature enough and that Symbian couldn't hold Nokia over until the new operating system was ready. A partnership with Apple's tightly controlled iOS was out of the question, so Nokia was left deciding whether to pin its hopes on the nascent Windows Phone or Android. This shift in strategy, combined with the challenge of overcoming a sclerotic bureaucratic structure, convinced Elop that the company needed to change direction. On February 4, 2011, he issued to the company's employees what came to be known as the Burning Platform Memo. The memo, leaked to the public a couple of days later, compared the task Nokia faced to the story of an oil man standing on a burning oil platform.